Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Jimmy Butler to the Rockets. Hell no, I say. John Lopez, not quite as passionate on it, but
I say no.
He says heck no, not hell no. If you're going to have to give up, and this is what's going to happen to make the money match, you're going to have to give up either Eric Gordon and Clint Capella and PJ Tucker. You're going to have to give up two of those three, according to Woj. Daryl Morey's been tooting the horn of this core for a long time now. So now that the Warriors are gone, now that Kevin Durant's out next season, now that Klay Thompson is going to be out for the majority of next season, you're telling me that now all of a sudden you want to try to copy the Warriors and not run back this core that you've bragged about for a long time being the biggest threat to the Warriors? Run it back. Use that mid-level exception. Bring in some bench guys. Hell no to Jimmy Butler.
I'm not a big fan of running it back, even without the Warriors there.
It's because you've been scarred by the line, John.
Well, let me tell you why. Number one, you've run it back twice already with the same result. I get it.
The Warriors are gone, though, buddy.
I get it. The Warriors are gone. But in comes the Lakers, and okay, the Lakers scare me. In comes, the Clippers are a player. Some people think Jimmy Butler and Kawhi Leonard might end up together with the Clippers.
Okay, that's a difference maker right there.
Hey, Kawhi Leonard won a championship by himself.
No, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
No, if Kawhi goes,
oh, you
to
were
the
serious. I thought you were being facetious.
No, if Kawhi Leonard goes to the Clippers and you add him to that scrappy bunch,
with
and
Jimmy
then someone
Butler
else goes, yeah, they're probably the favorite in the West.
Yeah. So not only that, yeah, the Warriors are gone. Two teams at least are stepping right in to be right there with you. And you're not the same team. You're not the same team on the floor because Chris Paul's not the same player. You're not the same team in the locker room. And that could be as big, if not bigger. So I'm not a big fan of just running it back. You know, what's the definition of insanity? Same thing, expecting a different result. All right, so that's number one. Number two, I think bringing in Jimmy Butler with this kind of simmering fire in the locker room is just going to make it explode into something nasty at some point next year.
My other thing is this, and I think one of the biggest problems with Chris Paul right now outside of his contract is, despite the fact he's aged and despite the fact he's clearly not the player he once was, he's so hard-headed. He has that little man syndrome that his brother said he had during the playoffs, and I think he still thinks he's a little bit better than he actually is. And I think Jimmy Butler has that same issue. He's not as old as Chris Paul, but I think there's part of me, when you listen to Jimmy Butler, when you see how he acts, I think Jimmy Butler thinks he's a little bit better player than he is.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is this. If Jimmy Butler's supposed to come here and make this difference with the Rockets, who already had question marks about, you know, how much the ball was going to be in the hands of James Harden and Chris Paul. If he's supposed to come here and make that kind of difference and you're supposed to wash away your depth and wash away your core to bring him here, why the hell didn't he help the Sixers more than he did?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a young team right there. They don't even really have wing players and ball-dominant wings. Mm-hmm. Why didn't Jimmy Butler go to Philadelphia and why didn't they take that next step? Where was that at? He couldn't mentor the young guys, so now all of a sudden he's going to come here and be the voice of reason with two guys in their 30s, two alpha males. I just don't see it happening.
And they're already setting their ways, man.
Just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Let's go to Jamaica. Jamaica, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen, what's up? Hey, I look at it this way. Okay, when Jimmy Butler, when he played with the Bulls, he got into it with D-Wade when D-Wade went from Miami.
And Thibodeau.
D-Wade was one person that got on with everybody in the league. Then he went to Minnesota and got into it with Carl Towns.
Yep.
Then he went to Philly. So if he came here, that'd be the fourth team in 4 years. Listen, there's a reason why someone that's that good, you know, basically go from team to team to team. It's one thing if it happened just once before, but this would be the fourth time, the fourth team. So number one, people talk like Jimmy Butler's a superstar. He's not a superstar. He's a star player. Because if he was, he would at least take Philly to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he didn't. Somebody like Kawhi Leonard is a superstar because you saw what he did. I'm not trying to say by himself, but he did it by himself. So people, you're kidding. And and the rift between Chris Paul, alleged rift between Paul and Harden, and you put Jimmy Butler in the middle, listen, it's going to fail. It's going to fail badly.
I'm with you, Jamaica.
Appreciate you, Jamaica. I'm with you 100%.
Everything you said, I agree with you. Can I interest you in some breaking news?
Don't oversell this.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
A little breaking news.
A little breaking news from John Lopez.
Would you consider it relatively big if the NBA is talking about shortening the season in 2021 and adding a midseason tournament?
Adding a what?
A midseason tournament and play-in games. This is pretty interesting to me. ESPN's Kevin Arnovitz reporting that the discussions during a mid-June conference call with the league office, a committee of team executives for both basketball and business operations, discussed reducing the NBA schedule to as few as 58 games, including a play-in tournament for the bottom seeds, and most significantly, because this is how they're going to make up the money for the games they're missing, a mid-season tournament. Playoff-like tournament for the NBA and implementing it, although it's not official. This is what they're offering. This is what they're recommending for 2021 season after next.
Okay, they're not going to do that. There's no way they'll do that.
Why are you dismissing it?
It's just silly. Adam Silver does a lot of weird things. I don't understand what the point of that is. A play-in game, like, it's fine if you want to shorten the regular season, but now we're going to do and reseed the playoffs. That's fine. We're going to have a gimmicky play-in game. Like, this is freaking Gonzaga versus
basically.
Butler. So what are you going to watch? We're basically going to be watching, like, the Hawaiian tournament that they have in college basketball.
I think what it's going to do, I actually kind of like all these ideas.
I hate it.
I like all of them. I think the shorter season makes every game more of a priority.
I'm fine with that.
You make up the money with the mid-season tournament, kind of like a breakup, like soccer does. You know, kind of a let's see where everybody is right now. It's better than the All-Star game.
I like the All-Star game.
It's better than the All-Star game. And then let's say, you know, you're 8 to 10, or let's say 7, 8, 9, and 10 in each conference have a tournament to get into those last two seeds. I like all these. I really do.
Well, we'll see if it happens. It would happen in what? Not next season, but the season after that. So we'll see. In the Loop PR firm being put to work, Carlos Correa says his motivation to get back for the Astros is the All-Star game. I heard this. I had to listen to it about four times to make sure he really said that. This was Carlos Correa yesterday before the Astros game.
I'm itching to get back there on the field. I kind of got motivated by the fans too, voting me into the top three in the All-Star games. And I don't know, I'm motivated, man. I want to be able to try to get before the All-Star game, just in case I win those votes. I would love to play for the fans that supported me and voted for me.
So that's your motivation right now?
I'm definitely motivated. The plan is to be doing rehab games throughout the All-Star break. And I told him that if the fans vote me in, one of my rehab games is going to be the All-Star games.
One of my rehab games.
Help this guy out, please, because he needs your help, John. He needs some wisdom. He needs some OG wisdom. Give Carlos Correa some advice before we go to break and get Stanford route in here. Let's help repair Carlos Correa's image and the mindset that a lot of people think he has, which is a Hollywood mindset where he cares more about fame than baseball at this point. Help the guy out,
please.
Well,
let's talk about what he did here. He said that basically his priority is the All-Star game over his team and teammates, because he said he wanted to get back for that and use it as basically a rehab game. Carlos Correa is one of many people in this town that can just use a PR jolt, a PR, an entire, you know, team of people supporting him in public relations and making people like him. He's just not likable. He needs to get over himself. What did I tell you earlier he needs to do? He needs to be able to
get out of his own way.
Get out of his own way. He needs to be able to just shut up and get over himself.
He's really got to. Carlos, come on, man. The Astros, you got Springer back yesterday, Altuve's back. The motivation you need is looking at those standings and watching your teammates lose seven straight games.
Yes.
That's what your motivation should be. Next time you go in front of a microphone there, Carlos, think before you speak. Go up there and say, you know what? I got extra motivated seeing my guys struggle without me and lose seven straight games for the first time in over half a decade. That's my motivation. I need to get back. Appreciate the fans for voting me into the All-Star game, but I think there's other guys out there who are more deserving
and who've
played
more
games. I'm going to get back here, we're going to try to bring it back.
I'm not sure A.J. Hinch is his biggest fan. A.J. Hinch shot that down real quick.
Well, thank goodness. A.J. Hinch actually has some common sense. Landry Locker, John Lopez with you in the loop. Stanford route, we're going to put him on the spots like he's never been put on the spot before. 29 days away from Texans training camp, word association with one of the fastest cornerbacks to ever do it. Cornerbacks, not quarterbacks. Cornerbacks, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.